I'll call the Committee on Commerce together to order, and we have a number of work sessions that we're going to get through. Members, my choice is that we'll work through the agenda as quick as we can. When we have a bill up, unless we have questions, we'll just go ahead and take the motions and move the bills accordingly. But we'll take questions that we have here, and if we need to bring someone up to the dais to answer questions that we can't handle here, we'll do it that way. So with that said, I'd like to go ahead and open a work session on Senate Bill 37A. Council?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 37A allows the Employment Department to assess unpaid unemployment insurance tax debt against a successor employer if the enterprise is substantially the same as the entity that acquired the debt. We passed this bill, and it went to the floor, and it came back because we needed an amendment, and the amendment is A2, and it creates a definition of a reorganized business entity to clarify that solely the transfer of assets is not considered substantially the same business. Has a revenue impact and an indeterminate fiscal impact. You have the revenue statement and the fiscal statement in the packet.
Thank you. So the chair is willing to entertain a motion on the A2s.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash two amendments to Senate Bill 37.
Senator Burdick has moved the A2 amendments for Senate Bill 37. Is there any discussion regarding the amendments? Not hearing any. Is there any objection? So ordered.
Senator, Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 37 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Burdick moves Senate Bill 37A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And let's see, who was the original carrier on this one?
Senator Beyer.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put Senator Beyer down as the carrier on this one since he had it before. And I think we made the changes that he and Senator Morris had requested. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 37A and open a work session on Senate Bill 190.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 190 allows the Home Care Commission to elect workers' compensation coverage on behalf of the clients of the Department of Human Services who employ home care workers that are paid by the state. We had a dash one and dash two amendments, and they were combined into the dash three amendments, which require the Home Care Commission to elect workers' compensation coverage for home care workers and clarifies the return to work provisions of the bill. There is no revenue impact. It will have a fiscal impact. We've heard from Department of Human Services that we don't have a statement yet.
And, Council, my understanding is that the revenue impact is going to be pretty substantial. So
the fiscal impact will be substantial.
And it needs to be referred to Ways and Means?
That would be my recommendation.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I move the dash three amendments to Senate Bill 190.
Senator Burdick moves the dash threes into Senate Bill 190. Is there any discussion?
I will oppose that. We heard substantial testimony that from the employers that would be a hardship on them, and at some point might put some of them out of business. So,
okay. So, any other discussion? Then let's go ahead and take a vote on this one. And I'm going to ask if Karen, if you'd be so kind to go ahead and do a voice vote.
No.
Senator
Ringo?
Aye.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Vice Chair Aye. And today, Senator Beyer is excused for all the votes that we have. And so we will, adopt the dash threes and to Senate Bill 190, and I guess we need another motion.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 190 as amended to the Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Burdick moves SB 190 as amended to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Any other discussion?
I will oppose that too, Mr. Chair.
And any other comments? Then, Karen, if you'd be so kind.
Senator Ricketts?
No.
Senator Ringo?
Aye.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Vice Chair Beyer? Chair Prasad?
Aye. Senate Bill 190, as amended, passes to the Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. And I'll close the hearing on Senate Bill 190 and open a work session on Senate Bill 545.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 545 is the payday loan bill. We have Dash 2 and Dash 3 amendments. Dash 2 amendments incorporate the Dash 1 amendments, and I can go through those changes. We heard those in Eugene. But they also make the payday loan statutes an unlawful violation of the payday loan statutes and an unlawful trade practice, and requires payday lenders to be licensed to be eligible for legal and administrative remedies. It changes the rate cap for renewals to 15%. The Dash 3 amendments requires the lender to allow the consumer to enter into a payment plan with the consumer on the third renewal. We have no revenue impact and no fiscal impact, and I think that's all, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Council. I'm going to ask if there's any discussion on the well, first of all, ask Senator Burdick, do you have any motions regarding the amendments?
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 2 amendment to Senate Bill 545.
Senator Burdick moves the Dash 2 amendment into Senate Bill 545. Any discussion on the Dash 2s?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'd just like some clarification, and I'm sorry I missed some of the discussion you just had. I know that there have been work groups working away on this, and I haven't been involved in the work groups, but could you just tell me if there's... Is this meant to be some type of consensus of people not got on board? Could you tell me where? I don't.
Yeah, Senator Ringo, I will.
The signal I'm getting is that no, this is not a consensus.
That is correct.
Okay, just wanted
to know
that.
It's not a consensus. There have been different recommendations that were made to the committee. We tried to accommodate some of those, others we weren't able to, and so we now have a work product that the chair is ready to move forward and allow it on its destiny, whatever that destiny might be.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other discussion on the Dash 2s?
I will oppose the bill, but I don't have any objection to the amendments.
Okay. So any objection to the Dash 2 amendments? Not hearing any. So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 3 amendment to Senate Bill 545.
Senator Burdick moves the Dash 3 amendments into for Senate Bill 545. Any discussion on the Dash 3s? Not hearing any objection. So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 545 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Burdick moves Senate Bill 545 as amended with the Dash 2s and the Dash 3s to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Are there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I will oppose the bill. I don't believe that it's necessary. One of the things that has been saliently missing is someone that come before us, or I don't frankly recall anyone who came before us and testified in person that they'd been harmed by a payday loan. I've heard a lot of people say that they representing other people that might have been harmed, but I've never heard anybody and I may have missed something, but throughout this entire process, we heard in Eugene from someone who had a great deal of credit card debt, who didn't want her daughter to be caught up in payday loans, and that type of so it's kind of, to me, it's kind of a might have, would have, could have, should have thing, and I'm just going to oppose it.
I appreciate that. Any other discussion?
Well, Mr. Chair, I've never heard any discussion why lenders need to charge interest rates up to 500%. That's we've got to charge that to stay in business. We did hear testimony from the state of Washington, which they mentioned restrictions on payday loans, and they said they were doing business just fine in the state of Washington.
All right. Any other discussions?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator.
I just
Burke.
Want to point out that Dave Reinhart, the very conservative columnist for the Oregonian, did a scathing column this past Sunday about payday loans, and I just think that coming from that type of part of the political spectrum, I think it shows that there's a lot of outrage, and I certainly share that. So I feel very happy about supporting this bill.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? With the discussion closed, any objection to Senate Bill 545 as amended, going to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
I object.
You could just recognize, Karen, that Senator Wissett has objected to that. And with that, we will close the
Motion carries, though. Motion carries.
Yeah, motion carries. I was going to do it before I hit.
Okay.
Motion carries with Senate Bill 545 as amended goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you.
Regarding...
Yeah,
I'll carry that one. And regarding... we'll close the work session on 545, and we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 669.
Mr. Chair? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Anne. I don't want to get on your bad side.
Yeah, I'm already there, so we don't need two of us there.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 669 used to authorize a licensed naturopath doctor to serve as an attending physician in workers' compensation claims. It came back to our committee and now has an amendment which replaces the original measure, and it requires the Department of Consumer Business Services to work with the Management Labor Advisory Committee to conduct a study to determine whether to include health practitioners who work as personal physicians as attending physicians for workers' compensation purposes. The study is to be completed in 2 years. The cost is projected to be $300,000. There is an emergency clause. This has no revenue impact. It will have a fiscal impact of at least $300,000. And we do have a letter from the Department of Consumer and Business Services on our desk. You're looking at it right here. And it did go to MWAC, and they have approved the concept with the addition of the chiropractors. And chiropractors could be included if MWAC and Department of Consumer Business Services agreed to it, because they might fit into the definition of personal physician.
My understanding is the definition, or as the dash one is written, it's broad enough to allow for some latitude to allow for DCBS and whoever else might be working on this study to look at things at groups that are, let's say, not specifically ID'd or designated in the bill. Is that correct?
Yes, that's how I understand it.
All right, great. So any discussions? Let's see. I guess first we need to...
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would move the dash one amendment to the Senate Bill 669.
Senator Burdick moves the dash one amendments into 669. Is there any discussion regarding the dash one amendments?
Mr. Chair, I would support that if it is going to be subsequently referred to Ways and Means.
It will be. That's the intent of the chair, based on the dollar amount that we believe is in the range that it definitely needs to go there. So if the, once the amendments are drafted, that's the intent of the chair to refer it to Ways and Means.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So with that said, any other discussion?
Yes. I mean, I would give you a courtesy vote if you need it to get out of the committee, but I... Given everything else we need to do in our state, this is an expenditure I would favor. But if you need a courtesy vote, I would give one to you.
That'd be great. As to if you'd like to, if you'd be so kind to do that, I don't know if we actually need the courtesy vote. It sounds like we've got three.
Okay.
Just one of those things that I think my position on this is that it seems like this is an area and an issue that continues to come back time and time again, virtually every session. And hopefully at some point, if not this session, in the near future, we'll be able to have the study and get some finality so we know who are attending physicians, and that way we won't be visiting this every year or every session. So any other discussion? Any objection to the dash ones? Not hearing any. Dash ones are adopted.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 669 as amended to the Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Burdick moves Senate Bill 669 as amended with a due pass recommendation to Ways and Means. Any discussion?
Well, I'd like to be a no if that still does what we need to do.
Well, we'll figure this out real quick. Any objections? Let's just do the roll call on this one, if you'd be so kind.
I'll call his name first.
Yes.
No.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Vice Chair Byer?
Chairperson. Aye. Senate Bill 669 as amended with the due pass recommendation will go to Ways and Means. And we'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 944. Council?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 944 requires a written notice to the purchaser of funeral or cemetery merchandise or services of all costs associated with placing and maintaining a monument that is purchased from an independent monument dealer. It requires rulemaking by the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board. We have a dash 3 amendment and adds a requirement that the written notice be prior to any sale. Add section 6, which states that complaints be referred to the Department of Justice or appropriate state agency if the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board lacks authority to address the problem. In addition, it adds the ability for the licensee to place signs or provide written notification prior to any sale of all costs for placement and maintenance of monuments not purchased from the licensee. We have no revenue impact. We do have a minimal fiscal impact. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Senator Ringo, would you have any motions on Senate Bill 944?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, I'd just like to say that my staff has been working very hard on this bill to kind of reduce its scope but make it more acceptable, and I think we're at that stage. And so I would move that we pass the Dash 3 amendments.
Senator Ringo moves the Dash 3 amendments into Senate Bill 944. Any discussion? Any objection?
So ordered. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 944 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Ringo moves Senate Bill 944 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection?
Oh, Mr. Chair, I'm sorry.
That's
I need to declare a potential conflict of interest because the PR firm I work for has a mortuary as a client.
Okay. So the potential conflict is noted. And is there any objection to the motion of moving Senate Bill 944 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation? Not hearing any. So ordered. Senator Ringo, would you be so kind?
We'd be happy to. Thank you.
And we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 944, and I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 968.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 968 requires facilitators of income tax refund loans to register. Well, it used to do that. I'll talk about the Dash 4 amendments. The Dash 4 amendments are new today. You received them at your office. The Dash 3 amendments replace the original bill, requires facilitators of refund anticipation loans to be licensed, requires disclosure to the consumer, authorize the Board of Accountancy and the State Board of Tax Preparers to take disciplinary actions if facilitator violates disclosure requirements. It makes violation of disclosure an unlawful practice that preempts local government's ability to regulate the refund anticipation loans. The Dash 4 amendments do all that, and also on page three, lines 8 and 9 takes out the sentence after time, takes out the part of the sentence that says an offer to make or facilitate a refund anticipation loan is made or at the time, or so it says shall be made at the time a taxpayer applies for a refund anticipation loan now. So it gets rid of an offer to make or facilitate a refund anticipation loan. That's the Dash 4 amendment.
So the Dash 4 incorporates all of the Dash 3 and then makes the change that you just noted as to when the information has to be made available to the taxpayer?
Yes.
And that's at the time that the taxpayer actually applies for the refund anticipated loan?
Right. Correct.
All right. So at this point, it appears what we would need is a motion on the Dash 4s to include the correction that was not in the Dash 3s and also what was the Dash 3s.
Correct.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Burdick.
I move the Dash 4 amendment to Senate Bill 968.
Senator Burdick moves the Dash 4 amendments into Senate Bill 968. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, is there now consensus from the stakeholders on this group?
There is not. There is not. Again, this was one of those ones that we had ongoing for some period of time, and the parties were not able to come to full agreement as to what the bill currently provides for. We attempted to take in some of the concerns, including putting a preemption in so cities around the state would not be able to come up with their own rules regulating these type of industries. But I do believe there are still some issues that are still had by some within the industry. So it is not a consensus at this point. Any other discussion? Any objection to the dash fours?
I would object to.
Senator Wissett objects to the dash fours. Is there anyone else that has any objection? And Karen, if you can note that. And the dash fours are adopted into Senate Bill 968.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Burdick.
Senate Bill 968 is amended to the Senate floor with a Ducasse recommendation.
Senator Burdick moves Senate Bill 968 as amended to the floor with a Ducasse recommendation. Any discussion?
I would oppose that, sir.
Okay. And any other discussion? Any objections? Senator Wissett will be noted as objecting to the adoption or the movement of 968 as amended to the floor of the Ducasse recommendation. But with the votes that we have, it is adopted, and 968 as amended does move to the floor of the Ducasse recommendation. And that will close the work session on Senate Bill 968 and open a work session on Senate Bill 970.
Chair. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's so easy to do, isn't it?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 970 removes a requirement to cover AmeriCorps participants under the unemployment insurance. We have no revenue impact and no fiscal impact. That's new today. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Anna. Senator Burdick?
Now?
Please.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 970 to the Senate floor with a Ducasse recommendation.
Senator Burdick moves Senate Bill 970 to the floor with a Ducasse recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senate Bill 970 will move to the floor with a Ducasse recommendation. And that takes care of what we have on the agenda, with the one exception regarding Senate Bill 624. At this point, the committee will hold that bill for additional work. And with that, Council, is there anything else that we need to say?
Goodbye.
Yeah, and what I'm going to say is for the committee, thank you very much. We are going to be closing, as the President has stated, as of tomorrow. This committee, as all the others that were noted on the floor, will be closing. I do anticipate... Okay. I do expect that we will be reassembling at the call of the chair, but I do believe that will not be for at least 1 week. And regarding Senate Bill 968, and that was the one dealing with tax refund anticipation loans, besides Senator Wissett, would anyone like to carry that one?
I'll carry that.
Senator Burdick will carry 968. Regarding 970, Senator Wissett, I'm not sure if you would like to carry that one. That was one that dealt with AmeriCorps.
I'll carry that, sure.
And so Senator Wissett will be our carrier for 970. And again, I want to thank committee members and all those who have attended up to point. And we will close the Senate Commerce Committee for today, and until we have a call to the chair. Thank you.